Good start. Very apparent that they had put in a lot of work this summer on their own with the player-run practices, which I think is going to be a big benefit in the long run. We were able to start with a much more advanced type of practice than we would have had they not done that. So, real positive today.
What about Darren, and how do you ease him into the offense?
Darren Carrington?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, he's just got to, like the rest of the guys, just start working and learning. You know, that's the main thing right now is the mental part of it, because he's at square one as far as learning the offense. But he's willing. He's got a great work ethic out here. That was evident today. And he's very, very talented.
Well, a lot of new guys in the secondary. What stood out about their performance so far?
Well, it was the first day, but the young guys looked really good. Jalen Johnson looked really good on three or four reps that were really impressive. Javelin Guidry did some really good things. Corion Ballard, of course, he was with us in spring, but he looked good today, too. So it was a good start. Julian Blackman played well. Casey Hughes. I think we had a chance to be pretty darn good back there once we get everything situated.
How did the quarterbacks look from day one?
Good. I think the pecking order was correct. I think Troy probably had the best day without looking at the film and grading it. And Tyler was next up, and Cooper was right behind.
Coach, you were talking the other day about 16 guys that are in camps or drafted in the NFL.
Oh, yeah, from last year.
Was there ever any time when you were worried you guys might not fit in that conference, you wouldn't be able to?
I don't think we were worried we wouldn't fit, but we knew it would be a process, and I don't want to say learning curve, but took some time to get some traction, get the roster up to where it needed to be. And we've closed the gap. We're not a finished product. I'll never say we're a finished product, but we've closed the gap considerably since we joined the league 6 years ago.
You have a pretty good idea of pecking order of quarterback right now that you're looking at. What about wide receivers with so many guys and so few that have proven commodities?
Wide open. They're all getting reps. Raylan Singleton's not able to practice yet, but he should be joining us in a few days. He's got a little ailment. But it's wide open. You know, our top guy, Timmy Patrick, last year is gone, and so we're seeing who emerges. The cream will rise to the top, for sure.
What about the running back position? Kind of the committee, or is Armon?
Well, I liked Armon and Zach Moss today, and BHC, Devonta Henry Cole. He looked good. And the new kid, Green, he did some good things. So those four guys are getting the bulk of the reps, and I would say Armon and Zach were better than the rest today.
I know this is a question we always ask, but what are your goals here for fall camp, you personally?
Well, the biggest two position groups that have got to be solidified, exclusive of quarterback, is the offensive line and the secondary. And so we've got, 28 practices now before we have to, decide who those guys are going to be as far as the one and two deep. We've got a pretty good idea, but we want to make sure that we give everybody an opportunity and get the right guys in place.
Another question you get a lot at fall camp, a couple of guys not here. Derek Vickers, Tariq Lewis, mm-hmm. What's the expectation for them? Do you expect them soon?
Hoping for them in the next week or two. That's to be determined based on how quickly they can finish up their academics. It's nothing that surprised us. We knew it was going to be all the way to camp or beyond, so it's nothing that blindsided us, and we'll see what happens. There's no guarantees, of course, but if everything goes as planned, both of them should be here within 2 weeks.
Of those two guys, maybe a little bit more urgency to get Lewis in here?
I think both of them. Both of them are very, very valuable. Vickers is a big-time playmaker and kick returner on offense. Tariq is a man-to-man cover guy, which you can never have too many of those guys.
When it comes to the kicking competition, Coach, what does it boil down to? Is it accuracy coming up?
Accuracy first and foremost. Your range would be second, unless your range is ridiculously short. You can't hit a field goal beyond 35, 40 yards, you really have not much value. So you got to have decent range, up to 50 yards. That's reasonable. But accuracy and also get off time. You can't take forever. You got to get the ball up and out a prescribed amount of time. And that's also in the equation.
Do you anticipate that battle going pretty deep in the camp? Or is it just
we'll see. As soon as they separate themselves, if and when that happens, then they'll make that decision. But right now, it was very close, and we need about five or six practices of charting the kicks and getting in pressure situations. Right now it's just install, and so we'll put them in team situations in 5 or 6 days and see how they do.
Coach, I asked you about zip and intensity yesterday in L.A. Mm-hmm. Did you see what you're looking for out
exactly.
here?
Exactly. It was great attitude. I thought the seniors stepped up and made sure that things ran as they were supposed to. We have one of our slogans this year is own the program. And I think they're taking that to heart. They're owning this program right now.
why was now the right time to bring in Troy Taylor and, you know, this type of scheme?
Well, because we've been running the heck out of the ball for a lot of years, and the last 3 years in particular, we haven't gotten over the hump. You know, we're coming up short, and we've got to be better in throwing the football. And you know, that's his forte. That's his area of expertise. That and quarterback development. And, you know, a quarterback last year, Troy, you know, he's a great worker in practice and studies film, but bottom line, we weren't good enough throwing the football. He knows that, and he wants to improve on that as well. And so that's the two areas that really need to be bolstered. That's his cup of tea.
Can you get a feel for
compete in this league? You know, you got to throw up points. That's why, you know, part of it.
Yeah.
Do you have a number, a goal, or something that you're shooting for, saying we have to hit this to compete like we want to compete?
No, but we want to score at least one more than the other guys, and that's if we can do that, that's key. But some weeks, last year we had to have 50 against UCLA. Some weeks you only need 20, and so I think it's relative to the game. I don't think there's one target. I think that varies from week to week based on the defense you're playing and so forth. But we got to be better than we were last year scoring. We got to be better throwing the football. We got to be better in the red zone.